sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
You might remember that we had our kitchen redone last year by Eddie Basham and his crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations. Since that time, we've had many people ask about the work they did for us. We've shown off pictures and told them about our wonderful experience with Custom Cabinet Renovations. All of the things we told you last year are still true today. We love our updated kitchen. The soft-closed doors and drawers and the pull-out shelves in the cabinets were such an upgrade. The paint on our refaced cabinets looks wonderful. I think my favorite part was the custom wine rack they added. I didn't even know that was possible. Eddie guided me through the whole process and made it easy. His crew was on time, neat, and friendly. I'm glad we got to know the folks at Custom Cabinet Renovations. Eddie and his crew did a phenomenal job for us, and they can do the same for you. Check them out on Facebook at Custom Cabinet Renovations or call them today at 523-1149. That's 523-1149 for Custom Cabinet Renovations.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Wet at times over the next few days, but it's not going to rain all the time. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There could be an isolated shower or two late tonight. An overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s, cloudy. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the showers and storms become more likely tomorrow night. Overnight low 55. On Monday, President's Day, a better day. Chance of a shower early, but I think there'll be some partial sunshine, mid-60s for a high. But get ready. Tuesday through Thursday could be a lot of rain in the state of Alabama, maybe locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
This world just keeps on getting crazier and crazier every Ain't that the truth? Welcome back to the program. And, wow, just like clockwork, we have a call. Hey, caller, are you on the air?
I just wanted to say thank you very much for the show. It's heavy. A lot of good information you're putting out.
Thank you.
And, yes, sir, I'm Sam from Pike County.
Hey, Sam.
And, yeah, man, hey, God bless y'all. All I can say, I want to tell you, last week's show, I listened to the podcast twice today while I was outside on the Book of Enoch, the Bible study, the study you did on the Book of Enoch.
Yes.
And I think it was fantastic.
Thank you.
And I just want to, yeah. And other than that, the only thing I can say is I missed the first 2 hours, and I feel bad about that.
That's okay.
So I've got some video game questions. And that's right. Where is the quarter going? I can't find the quarter slot in the front of my Nintendo. Listen, man, thank you all very much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the laugh. Right. Thanks.
Right on. I'll talk to y'all later.
See you. That was funny. 272-9228. All right, Postman, you said at the break you were going to say something about what we just listened to, I guess.
When I heard that video at the beginning of the week, or the middle of the week for that matter, I've heard him once before, but I hadn't heard, you know, from him in a very long time. But
Lindsay, yeah.
Yes, Lindsay Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And what everything that he said, I'm talking about everything that he said, it had either you know, come across my mind, or I've heard someone say something about it.
So it resonated with you,
yes,
to use a political term.
It did. It resonated with me, and that's why, you know, I wanted the audience to hear this tonight.
Yes.
I don't know whether any of y'all subscribe to him or either have heard him before.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a unique look. Through a window of the mindset of the elites, and
sure.
And the thing is, you heard what he said. It's not about the money; it's all about the control.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't ironic that that we had both of those videos on, because one was talking about how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was talking about, you know, who was actually ordering having it done, you know, because
yeah.
I told you last week before we went off the air that I was going to tell you who was the process about how they were going to control the masses or how they're controlling the masses and who was behind it. So
yep.
There you go.
Yep, you're right. That first video just blew me away. You know, as I've had weird things happen to me most of my life, and I just, you know, you kind of throw this stuff off to happenstance or coincidences, and then as you start waking up, you realize there really aren't any coincidences. Nothing really happens by accident. There's some energy, some motion somewhere, whether it's human, supernatural, something makes everything happen. And, you know, like when I was in high school and all of us guys would get together, we all thought we had fast cars, we'd all drag race or whatever. If we were showing off, I'm the one that got pulled over and got a ticket every time. It's like I was always the one. Something, if somebody was going to get in trouble, it was me. Every time throughout my life, it's been little things like that. If it could go wrong with me, it went wrong. And I tell you, I feel like I'm targeted. I really do. And when I was told by Skiz, well, if you know, you are, because you're Morgellon's victim, you are targeted. They're hitting you with microwaves and other stuff. And I've talked about my door frame cracking at my house, sitting at my laptop and suddenly hearing this weird popping noise, and I didn't pay any attention to it. Get on one of these guys who is a targeted individual site, and he talks about it, how they're hitting him with a microwave through his front door, and it's cracked his door frame. I go look at my door frame. Dude, it's broken half.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. So I don't know, you know. I believe
it. They're using those weapons also to cause different types of medical problems. You know, because I mean, can you imagine a woman that's being targeted? They'll actually target her in her in her reproductive areas, and cause her to have cancer, and it causes her to become sterile. And they'll do the same thing for a male. But the question I want to ask you all tonight is. Do y'all believe do y'all believe what we just put on? Do y'all believe what we just put on is true? That's the question. Both of them. The question is, do you believe it? Because in the past, take 9/11 for instance. How long did it last, Terry? 6 months to a year, and we were back doing the same thing that we were doing before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, think about this. You know, if that's true, what Lenz is saying, and that's true what the other guy was saying in the blog, how long do you think you're going to be able to stand up to the onslaught of the elites? How long do you think you'll be able to stand in your own power? That's the question. So what I really want to ask you is, what are you going to do to prepare for you? What are you going to do to prepare for your family? Some of you have 2-, 3-, 4-year-old children, you know, and what are you going to do if they come to your house and they take those kids because you can't take care of them, because you don't have the money to take care of them with, because they're the ones that collapsed the economy. And they're the one that's done the dastardly deed to put you in the position that you're in. What are you going to do about it? That's the question I want to ask. Will you get prepared? Will you do what you're supposed to do to protect yourself? Will you do what you're supposed to do to protect your family? Will you tell people about what's coming? Will you do that?
Amen. You know, I don't know how many times on this program we've talked about getting a plan together. That's important. There's only one thing more important than getting a plan for you and your family together, and that's you getting your ducks in a row, getting your soul prepared, getting your house in order. Like Dude Man said, the Indian guy said, you got to get your life together. You got to get your stuff together. If there's something you're doing and you know it's wrong, I mean, come on. We all have that built-in system. We know. If you're doing something that border, even if it's borderline, if it's gray, stop doing it. Repent. Apologize to God for it. Foster a relationship. Get on your knees. Pray. Humble yourself. That's important. Humble yourself. Talk to God. Talk to Him. Get yourself right, and you have nothing to fear when this thing goes down, folks. If you die, hey, guess what? You're the lucky one. You're going to heaven.
There was something I was supposed to do at the beginning of the program. I hope they're still listening. I wanted to give a shout out to Jason and Deborah in Millbrook.
Cool.
They're a couple in Millbrook.
Cool. I hope they are still listening. I really do. It's important, folks. There's probably nothing that I've ever talked about that's more important than your soul. You know, we're so powerful. We have no idea. You know, God doesn't make junk. He doesn't make junk. And believe me, we're one of His most prized possessions. We have abilities that you can't wrap your mind around. They've kept all this from us. They want what we have. That's what this is. That's what this whole gig's about. It's a battle for your soul. That little thread of God, the Creator that runs through us, connects us to Him. That's what they want.
Yeah, they want to keep it. They want to possess it,
manipulate it,
control it, manipulate it. And most of all, you know, they want their progenitors to feed off of it.
You better believe
it. And that's the part that is so hard to believe for everybody to believe, but it's true, people. That's what they have us here for. They have us here as nourishment.
It sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, it's working. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
How you doing? I just wanted to say, you asked what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe everything y'all say.
Whoa.
Because I've been there slightly. Not as much as y'all, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to say I think y'all are awfully brave.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate that.
Baby. Mm-hmm. But I want you to keep the ministry up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Keep it up.
Oh yeah.
Because this is truly, truly the only truth that's coming through the radio sometimes now.
Well,
and I don't know what to do sometimes. I had a great grandchild born the other day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I'm often frightened.
I understand. I understand.
I don't know what's coming. I really don't know what's coming.
I know. I don't either. I know it's coming. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. But thank you so much. And good night.
Good night, honey. Take care of yourself, okay?
Frank.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Frank!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, Frank.
Good. Hey, first thing, I just want to throw this out. This may be my last call to the show, Terry.
What?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's not in my hands.
What's wrong?
That way. I have an operation. I have my lung surgery for lung cancer on Tuesday, okay? And just in case, I don't know. You know, you never know. But we'll see. You know, but after dying and coming back and everything I've gone through the last couple of months, I don't know. I just, you know, it's out of my control. It's out of my hands. But
I know. But Frank, if you were given a task by Christ himself, do you really think you're not going to be able to fulfill that task?
No. You'll make it.
No.
You'll make it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I understand. I'm with you.
You know, you're still flesh, and you're still concerned a little bit about it. But
absolutely.
Anyway, I got to throw a bunch of things at you tonight. I don't know.
Go right ahead.
Take a break?
No. I'll hold the brakes for you. Go ahead.
Okay. That's what you're going to do. Go to Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. Whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Okay?
Okay.
Now, think about that again for a minute. And I can't get, like I say, I took and literally read Enoch from cover to cover 3 times this week.
Wow.
You know, on listening to and on video and following it word by word in the book that I've got. Okay?
Okay.
All the 10 from Adam that were not chosen by God, did they not seek God? Okay? And remember, this was the beginning of the fallen angels, the entire, you know, when everything was happening.
Right.
Why was Enoch the only person? And, you know, I you still have to throw that out there, but let me throw some other things that I found out about the book of Enoch this week that I find very, very interesting. Okay?
All right.
You've heard, I think you've both heard of the seraphim and the cherubim.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay? Right, the cherubim you find in Genesis 3:24, and you'll find the seraphim in Numbers 21:8. But let me read you this.
Okay.
And my spirit guide saw the girdle from which grit the house of fire, and on the four sides were strings full of living fire, and they grit the house. And round about were seraphim, cherubim, and ophanim, ophanim. And those were the holy that slept not, and God the throne of his glory. That's from Enoch chapter 71.
Wow.
What the heck is the opening?
The ones that slept not.
Those are the one. Aren't those the 6-winged beings that are around the throne 24/7? That with the cloth.
Well, here's what they are. Okay, the opening are angels, and in Judaism they're known for the wisdom. They never sleep because they are constantly busily guarding God's throne in heaven.
Right.
Okay? And they also mean wills. And if you go to Ezekiel 1:15-21.
That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
The vision.
The wills that,
yes,
you know, and Ezekiel's chariot.
Yes.
That brought him down. Okay.
That's right.
And I just found, because I've never found that or seen that any place else in the Bible. The only place I found it now is the book of Enoch.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Now, more things. The sun traverses the heaven. This is Enoch 82. The sun traverses the heaven, entering into and departing from the portals for 30 days. For these are the orders of the stars, which are set in their places, and the names of their seasons and festivals and months, and each behold the station. Okay? And it's in the book of Enoch, when he talks about the Enochian calendar and the sun, the moon, and the cycles, it's long. It's like, you know, almost an hour long.
Right.
But my point is, the Enochian calendar was the first book in was shown by the angel Uriel to Enoch, okay? And it was the 12-month solar calendar, having 364 days. And it was dropped suddenly by King Antiochus, who was a like a Pharisee, you know, Hebrew scholar,
yeah,
that decided that they were not going to follow the Enochian calendar anymore. Okay,
wow.
Right after that, they dropped the Book of Enoch because it mentioned the Son of Man as the Messiah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but what I found interesting is if you take it'll take 5 hours to explain all this, but 1 in 30 days belongs to the sun. The sun and stars, 1 in 30 days belong to them. And the station of the sun, one-on-one, reappears in a cycle of 30 days. Several NASA scientists took and broke the entire Book of Enoch down, mm-hmm. referencing the cycles.
Yeah.
His mathematical equation comes up to 365.242 days each year. Okay? This is a prophet, guys. The oldest prophet in existence. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, imagine that.
Yeah. What are the chances?
Yeah. How accurate? I mean, they go on to say that it's the axiom. You know what an axiom is? Axiom is a proven mathematical formula that you can't dispute. Okay.
Correct.
They say this is probably the most strongest axiom in history. Okay. Now, one other thing that I found is really, really interesting. This is Enoch 47.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a voice coming, sending off to Satan and forbidding them to come before the Lord of spirits to accuse them who dwell on the earth. Okay?
Okay.
It said Satan. It didn't say Satan. Okay? And after giving up the names of 20 leaders of the tens of the fallen angels, found in Enoch 6, 7 through 8, and repeated name 1 Enoch 69:23, the Book of Enoch gives us a list of 5 leaders over 40s each. And this is in Enoch 69:4-12. Now, Satan, when you hear the term Satan, okay, is right. that a name or is that a title?
It's a title.
Okay. In ancient Hebrew, it's an actual title. It means adversary, okay?
Right.
But people get really confused because when they hear the term Satan, they think it's Lucifer, Satan. But yes. Let me throw something else at you that I did some research on. Satan in the Bible was referenced 49 times, adversary is 13 times, and the devil 35 times.
Wow.
Okay. Only in the Book of Enoch will you hear the term five Satan. Okay?
Huh.
Now, and then it goes on to say that the term is adversary or Hoss Satan, and there's a unique figure, you know, over the leader of the fallen angels,
right.
which is called Hoss Satan or the Satan. But here's the five that are mentioned. Now, we still have a little bit of time.
Go ahead.
Okay. The first one is Jaqon, J-E-Q-O-N, okay? He was the ringleader of the fallen angels as listed in Enoch. And with the help of Azazel, another apostate, he led astray the sons of God by tempting them, okay?
Yep.
Now, these are the five Satans described in the book then. The second is Azazel. The deserter from God is included among the fallen angels, and he imparted in the holy sons of God evil counsel and led them astray to the daughters of men.
Wow.
Get ready for this next one.
Okay.
Gadrel, okay? God is my helper. One of the fallen angels of Enoch, Lord. It was he who reportedly led Eve astray instead of Satan.
What?
Okay? Exactly. Like Azazel, he made familiar with the weapons of war. The Akkadian demons of the underworld, they're responsible for the abduction of the god Damozo, okay? Which is in a whole bunch of different, you know, Sumerian books and so forth.
I'm sorry, I'm still locked up on the one. He's the one that led Eve astray.
Pronounce his name again, Frank.
Gadadel. Okay, now, it's G-A-D-R-E-E-L, and it's also in Arabic, it's G-A-D-R-I-E-L, okay? And his actual name is God is my help. Okay. The fourth one is Penemu, P-E-N-E-M-U-E, the insider. And in Book of Enoch, one of the fallen angels who taught mankind the art of writing with ink and paper, an art which is condemned as evil and corrupting. He also taught the children of men the bitter and sweet of the secrets of the wisdom. The final of the five Satans is, can be a bit confusing because it's Kasadajay, K-A-S-D-E-J-A, or it could also be Kasbel, K-A-S-B-E-L. Okay. Yeah. A central angel referred to as the chief of the oath, whose original name was Biqua, B-I-Q-A, meaning good person. But he fell, and after his fall, he was renamed Kazajah. Okay? He is the one that showed the fallen angels, or that showed man, the smiting of spirits and demons, and the smiting of the embryo of the womb, and that it may pass away.
Oh, my. Okay?
Yeah, he's the one that taught abortion.
He's the one that taught abortion, okay? But nowhere else have I ever seen or ever suggested five different Satans. Okay, now I believe there's only one, and I think what they're trying to tell us is that we've got to understand
Satan
that there's
is a
more out there. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Well, okay. In the book of Genesis, when we know about the Garden of Eden and Eve is tempted, who are we told in that book that she's tempted? Does it say Satan or does it say the devil?
No, it says a serpent.
A serpent. It doesn't say either one then.
No. Okay. Now, what's interesting, Terry, if you go back to what we talked about a little bit here.
Yes.
If you go back to the seraphim, mm-hmm. okay, and if you go to Numbers 21:8, actually, Numbers 21 in several different places, mm-hmm. it'll talk about serp, okay, which is a seraphim. Okay, mm-hmm. and they were instructed to put this serf-like figure on a pole and you know, go forward to their enemies, and if the enemies would come forward and try to challenge them, this serpent would bite them. Okay,
wow. Okay,
that was a seraphim, and that was God's protection.
I see.
And to me, you've got to understand, I think, in the Garden of Eden, that Adam and Eve were used to these. Whatever these creatures were, whether they were reptiles, whether they're serpents, right. whether they're whatever they were, to walking around the garden.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're right.
And that puts a whole different twist on it.
Yes, it does.
Nakash.
Yeah.
Nakash.
Yeah.
Nakash yeah. or Naga.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You know,
They're reptilian. They're actually snake origin. And believe it or not, that the reptiles went several different ways, you know, when they evolved, and that was one of the ways that they went. That was actually where what's his name went, you know, when he went in exile, Cain.
Right.
And the reason why God marked him to keep them from eating him, you know, once he got where he was going. So He actually went there, and you know, they took him in.
Yeah. No, exactly, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, and plus, I've got one question for you, if I could, real quick.
Go ahead.
When you talk about the ascension, and what we talked about last week in Enoch 45, okay, and the elites trying to prevent the ascension, give me your input on that again.
They've actually weaponized the Earth's torsion field, and they've got several different large vessels out there with large starships with torsion fields, and what they try to do is they try to stop the incoming energy, but the energy that's going to ascend us, it's going to be so rich, it's going to be so potent, because it's actually. It's actually God's love that comes through the from out of the sun. It does. And what it's going to do is it's actually going to it's kind of like a paradox. What it's going to do is it's going to set fire to a whole lot of stuff, and the thing is it's going to take us and ascend us. In other words, because that's what the Bible talks about, us, you know, being going through the fire, you know, when it actually happens. Because
okay, but remember chapter 45 last week, what we talked about, what you brought up. Okay?
Right.
And in the heaven they shall not ascend, and on the earth they shall not come. Such shall be the lot of the sinners who have deemed the name the Lord of the Spirit, who have preserved the day of the suffering and tribulation. Okay? And it goes on and on and on, talking about...
Actually, I wasn't talking about us leaving, because I was going to open up while we're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Are they trying to prevent their ascension or our ascension?
Well, it's our ascension, but it's their getting sucked it's off their, this planet.
It's their demise. What they're trying to, what they don't want to do is they don't want our vibration to raise, because once that happens,
they're out of here.
They're going to lose us.
Yeah.
They're going to lose us completely.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the way I've seen it. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying so hard to prevent, because they know that if that happens, they're done.
Yep. Yeah, they're done completely.
Yeah, history.
And they can't get away because they're trapped.
Yeah. Because I bet you that guy that you had on earlier from NASA.
Yes.
That's got to be somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, that whole, and I listened to, you know, to most, like I say, it's kind of hard to hear. It was kind of hard to hear on this end.
Sorry.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, that's the reason they're trying to prevent the ascension. Because they don't want to be sucked up, because they know what's going to happen.
You better believe it.
Or consumed, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, I just thought I'd pull that out. Like, there's some really interesting things in Enoch. Guys, the more you go into it. And every time I listen to it, it takes about 4 or 5 hours, but the more you find, it's just incredible.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Frank.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
All right, I got a bunch of breaks to catch up on. I'm sorry, it was too interesting. I had to stay with it.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over 4 decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory country warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood or anything on the road, Woodham & Son Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Son Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Need a trailer to haul your boat to the lake or down to the Gulf? Or does your old hauler need some repair? Visit the crew at Circle C Trailer Company in Prattville. Circle C Trailer Company is here to help you with everything from sales to service and repair, as well as replacement parts. Circle C Trailer has the inventory and the know-how to keep you hauling down the road. Busted lights and wonky wiring? They can fix it. Busted axle? Brakes? Bad bearings? Yeah, they can fix that too. Looking for a calico horse and stock trailer? A P&T car hauler? They've got it. The search for all your trailer needs ends when you arrive at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville. Bill and his experienced crew have all your needs covered. Tilt, ramp, gooseneck, and dump trailers? Yep, all at Circle C Trailer Company, where sales, service, repairs, and parts are all under one roof. Call 334-301-9520. Circle C Trailer Company at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Wet at times over the next few days, but it's not going to rain all the time. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There could be an isolated shower or two late tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s, cloudy. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the showers and storms become more likely tomorrow night. Overnight, low 55. On Monday, President's Day, a better day. Chance of a shower early, but I think there'll be some partial sunshine, mid-60s for a high. But get ready. Tuesday through Thursday could be a lot of rain in the state of Alabama, maybe locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments. I mean, I've got like 3 minutes. I'm going to hit another break, and then we're going to have like 12 minutes to talk. Hey, caller, you are on the air.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for an outstanding show.
Thank you.
And I just want, yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to tell Frank, thank you for calling in, and God bless him. Yeah, man. Exactly. Godspeed, and good luck.
Yeah, that was really cool, man.
Yeah, no joke. You know, we enjoy his input.
I do too.
And I enjoy listening. I enjoy. I messed up my joke. Eavesdropping on the conversation. Ah. That's it. I enjoy eavesdropping on your conversation with him. It was very good.
Yeah, I like talking to Frank. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Later. It's funny. People aren't used to talking on the radio. They get a little tongue-tied.
Right. He probably listens to himself.
Yeah, it could be. It's easier for me to do this than it is for me to stand in front of you and talk. I don't like this one-on-one stuff. This is, for some reason, this is easy for me. I don't know why, but it just is. I hope it's been a good program. You know, 5 hours. It kind of spur of the moment. When I had the opportunity, I took it. Hold on. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello there again, my brother from another.
Well, hello, Kenny.
How you doing? How's Postman?
Good. And you?
I'm doing great. And sitting here, I was trying to listen in on that thing you were playing about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, I keep saying Graham. Lindsey Williams.
Yeah. Somehow he sounds familiar about, especially if he was a chaplain to the elite.
Well, he was at the Alaska when they were doing the Alaska oil, the pipeline. He
pipeline
was,
back in 79.
Yes, he was the minister up there.
Yeah. Anyway, I know you're probably coming up on a break.
That's okay. That's okay. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm going to, we pray for Frank's surgery. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus over him so that, God will guide the surgeon's hands.
Amen.
And he will come through this with flying colors. There will be no after effects in Jesus' name. Say that and we say amen.
Amen.
The biggest thing that, I love what the guy was saying about, if Trump is out of there, because remember I told you, I firmly believe that was what God did to save this country, to spare us.
Yes, you
from
did.
Hillary.
Yes, you did.
Giving that one last, that one break. I talk about, maybe I don't agree with everything he does or how he does it. But there's only one way that he's in there. Perry Stone said the same thing.
Yes.
There's no way that he should be in there except for God's intervention.
Amen.
I'm putting him there. So while he's there, as long as he's doing what God has, whether he realizes or not, whatever God is guiding his heart to do, they can't touch him. They can come against him, in every way they can. But as long as his hands on, they can't do anything to take him out of there. Now, once that's over with, as they say, Katie bar the door.
Yes.
But it's just one of those things. I had a thought.
Okay.
And now it's escaping me because my brain is going 100 miles an hour. I can't think. I had it all formulated.
My question is, what are we as there's no way that the ones running this country are going to repent and change. There's no way, because their God's not our God. Okay, so who are we supposed to affect the change? Are we supposed to save the country? I don't understand.
Well, here's what I was going to say. Two things.
Okay.
One, I don't care, and just like you said, I don't care if you like the man or not. If you're supposed to be a representative of God,
mm-hmm.
if you call yourself a church, I don't care what denomination you say you belong to, you're supposed to be in a relationship, not a religion.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get past all of this nonsense about, I just don't like his policies. I don't like him. This is crazy. If you actually understood what God was doing with him,
mm-hmm.
you would be behind him, and the churches need to wake up.
Amen.
Because the church is the only one, really, if the churches don't wake up and not only just get behind him, but, denounce all this stuff about, the same-sex marriage, the abortion issue. The church is so silent.
I know.
Right now, it's almost like they have been neutered.
They're
so afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
For fear of, we're going to lose our whatever it is that their protection they get with the taxes. Who cares?
Exactly.
You're supposed to stand up for the Almighty God. You're supposed to speak for him.
That's right.
This is why Jesus left and said, the same power I've given to my disciples, the same that I have, I've given to you. Well, it's given to us. If we are truly sons of God, children of God, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And the church is failing big time.
Amen.
Yeah, you're talking about a 503 hamp.
I never know what that number is. I'm not a smart person.
I call them
hamp. But the other thing is, I realize is that, and we've spoken about this, I firmly believe that the reason why the United States has not fallen yet is the same thing when Lot was debating with God, how many people would he spare Sodom and Gomorrah over, mm-hmm. you know, if there's that many righteous. So I believe there's still enough Christian people that are interceding, standing in the gap.
Yes.
That are praying to him daily, that's preventing, you know, holding back his wrath.
Yes.
But when that is taken away, then basically we, you know, all hell's going to break loose. You know, because he's going to pour out his wrath.
Yes, he is. And if they pass, if the Democrats are successful and they pass this post-birth abortion bill,
yeah,
I mean, God's wrath. I mean, that's Katie bar the door. That's when America.
Yeah, that's like almost the final nail in the coffin.
It is. It will be. I guarantee it will be.
Yeah, and the church will probably get blamed for it. You know, because you know when it rains on everybody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well. Yeah. But that's what I wanted to say. You guys, once again, great show.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you very much.
So enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you. How's your wife?
Well, she's laying right here next to me now. She's slowly getting better.
That's good.
You know, I'm sitting here taking care of her, so.
You're a good man, Kenny.
But I will pass on your good wishes from you and my sister from another mister.
Please do.
And anyway, love you guys, and I will talk to you later.
Love you too, man. Take care, buddy. See you. Yeah, and it's break time again. How about that? Get your parting shots in, 272-9228.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Jean from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Jean, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
welcome back to the waning moments of the program, and our friend Matthew. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
So I heard the thing earlier about the Trump thing, and I heard I think Postman was asking, what do we think, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that it's all set up, man. It's all set up in that kind of scenario. Like, when they talk peace, it's really the other thing. And when they talk about people not wanting people to riot, it's really the other way around.
Because everything they say is 180 degrees from the truth.
Yeah, they can quickly come in and say, well, look, we can do this and we can fix it. Look, you know, we have these tools that we've been keeping back just in case it did happen, you know.
Yeah.
So, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. So, but I wanted to run some numbers past you.
Okay.
You know, in Revelation, it says when we go to the wilderness, when the woman, which is, I believe, the bride of Christ, you know,
mm-hmm.
Says that her child gets caught up into heaven, you know,
right,
into God's throne, and that the woman is given wings of an eagle and is flown to the wilderness. Well, she's there for 1,203 score days.
Wow.
It works out, I think, to about 3.5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also these two special people in the same time when that wilderness event happens. And they're given power to prophesy within those 203 score days, those 1,203 score days.
Okay.
And what they do is they hold back that rain. That, because, you know, this is what, it won't rain there, so they'll send a flood after, you know?
Yeah.
So, but the magnetic field that goes around the Earth, I've always thought it looked kind of like a dragon, you know, like a green dragon, like a big old snake.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about the field of our body and how it's really all connected, and it sort of flows, you know, and sort mm-hmm. of speaks to you and real subtly, you know, like an urge.
Yeah.
But that field, I think, is going to be cast down, and then fire will be allowed to come through. You know what I mean?
Well, Postman's over here nodding his head yes. So
yeah, man. It's kind of like it was always written there. It's just people like to divert so much attention and uh-huh. put like play off it. You know, the
uh-huh.
like the Trump thing, it just seems like I said, it's a setup. When they talk peace, watch out. That's
yep.
all I say.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a good day today, man. We got all that outside work done and all that.
Good.
Hope you guys had a good one, too.
I had to go to a funeral of an aunt that died, so and I hadn't had any sleep, so I'm a little delirious today.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That's
but
okay.
I do tell you, man, the dream thing we were talking about, God
yes.
spoke to me on. He said, you know, think about it. Kids, when you're a kid, you dream a lot more prevalently than when you're an adult.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like a spiritual thing. It's kind of like Christ said, you must humble yourself as this child or you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. And it's kind of like I notice things about myself. The more poisons I put into myself,
yeah.
I really don't dream that clear, and it's not that good.
Wow.
Yeah, but wow. the more I give away, I give these things away. I don't think they're taken from me. Like, you know, when I was in high school, I used to kind of smoke pot, you know? But
yeah, sure.
When I got rid of those things, it wasn't like it was taken away from me. It was I gave it away, and God allowed me to receive something in its place.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
telling me
cool.
spread that, man. That's true. That's real.
Yeah, it
but
is.
But you got, yeah, that pot stuff, man, that stuff's that's a heavy tricker, man. That stuff's been around here for a long time.
Yes, it has.
And it'll trick you. It's just a loop. It'll run you in circles and circles.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah. It makes you let your guard down.
Oh, man, that's perfectly
it's
stated.
It's perfect, right?
That's
yeah,
perfect.
It's you get too loose and comfortable, and then it's just you're one step behind.
That's it. You're exactly
no progress.
Right. Perfectly well stated.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, great show.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man.
Take care, man.
Right,
see
bye.
You. I think that's an angel. Nobody knows who he is, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. I just love the way he puts things in the proper perspective, at least for me, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. What do I know? I don't know nothing. I'm just, I'm delirious. I haven't had like 3 hours of sleep. So y'all just excuse me while I lose my mind here at the console. This is great radio, isn't it?
Got 2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah. Well, I can be contacted at Terracer, which is the word racer with T-E-R grafted on the front of it. T-E-R-R-A-C-E-R at AOL.com. Yes, I'm one of the 8 people that still has AOL. Had it since 93, and I'm just too dadgum lazy to change it. If you email me and you never hear back from me, that means AOL is playing games with me again. So you can use as a backup email, you can use Adams Motorsports, AdamsMotorsports, at AOL.com. Just make sure in the subject line you put, you know, a CTA clear in there or something, so my parts guy won't process it and think you're ordering a tube for a 78 TC100 Blazer or something. You know what I mean? Very important. Clear in the Air Facebook page. I put a couple of 3 videos. I think I put 2 videos out on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. It's linked to our Clear in the Air Facebook page. Check that out, please. I'm on every weeknight, 7:30 to 9, and of course, I'm honored to be here on Saturday nights with the Postman from 6 to 9. Tonight, of course, was 5 hours, but Postman is, take it away.
So you've had enough, huh?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Okay, folks.
It's kind of hard when you got to talk.
Yeah, it is when I kind of catch up.
I threw you under the bus. I apologize. Yeah, remember, folks, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. Go ahead. Say what you want to say. It's okay. Pressure's off. No pressure. Nobody's listening anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Terry.
I'm just kidding, man. Thanks, guys. I love each and every one of you. Good Lord willing, I will be back in a couple of nights. I have my one night off tomorrow night. I have to feed feral cats, and I'll probably go to the shop and piddle on one of my magnet motors. I'll do something crazy. That's crazy in my world. But I will be back, good Lord willing.
No, it's good therapy.
Yeah, it is, and I love tinkering. I always have. I've just acquired so much stuff. Because when you tinker like I do and you see something, you go, whoa, I may use that one day. Caller, you're on the air.
I just want to say thank you for a great show.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. How about that? And he took up all of 6 seconds. I'm just kidding. We can leave anytime we want. Guys, seriously. Get your act together. Get your life together. Get your soul together. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God, and that's the God. Jehovah, not their God. The God. I love you guys.
And start getting physically prepared, people, because it's time. We really don't know how much time we got, because nobody knows the day or the hour. Good night, folks.
Good night, y'all. Bye.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.